Our guest analyst this afternoon is Northern Crops Marketing and Investments, Brad Paulsen. Brad, the grain market's pre-positioning ahead of Friday's USDA reports.
A little choppy action. Corn was down as much as 6, really, kind of closed in the middle of the range, down 2 to 4 cents in the corn. Wheat had a good performance up Chicago, up 6 to 8. Other wheat's up 3 to 5. Soybeans are down 8 to 9, though, as, again, the corn is the one that's in the main question here. The weather is also a still key item here. Record heat supposed to take place in Western Europe, Spain, France, Germany, all going to see record temperatures this weekend. And dryness and heat still an issue in Russia and Ukraine also. And then we did see some new acres from Canada this morning. They lowered their wheat acres just about a million acres, lowered the canola a little bit more. Things that were up were barley acres were up 300,000-400,000, as were pea acres. So a little bit of juggling around with acres, but Canada is in the midst of a drought. They did get some relief in some areas here the last couple of weeks, but I think the damage up there has been done is irreversible already.
What are some of your thoughts ahead of Friday's USDA report?
The corn is the main focus of everybody, and a lot of people. A lot of end users aren't covered yet. There's shorts to cover here yet. So I think if the report does come out a little bit negative, there'll be a lot of buyers to buy a weaker market. And I think you'll see that take place from now until harvest. It is a big question. Not only are the acres probably not there, but the condition of the corn is its worst it's been since the drought of 2012. And once you stunt or damage that corn crop from too much water, it's hard for it to come out of.
What about the livestock markets?
Big-time short covering there, especially in the feeders today. We're nearing the end of the month, end of the quarter, half the year here. So feeder cattle limit up in August, up 450 there. Live cattle up $1.70 to $2.20. So pretty strong performance in the cattle, but again, it's been pressed fairly hard. We did see an announcement from China today that they were not going to continue to buy any meat from Canada anymore, and that would more affect the hogs, and the hogs were a little lower on that, but that could actually be even more bearish for hogs down in this country, so their animals got to go someplace.
Once again, we've been visiting with Northern Crops Marketing and Investments, Brad Paulsen.